I sent them about their business pretty quick. But as just after a fog closed in on us, I felt a wee bit as they did and then something, though I wouldn't say it was again the big box. Well, on we went, and as the fog didn't let up for 5 days, why, just let the wind carry us. For if the Dale wanted to get somewheres, well, he'd fetch it up a reet. And if he didn't, well, we'd keep a sharp lookout anyhow. Sure enough, we had a fair way and deep water all the time, and 2 days ago, when the morning sun came through the fog, we found ourselves just in the river opposite Galatz. The Romanians were wild, and wanted me, right or wrong, to take out the box and fling it in the river. I had to argue with them about it with a handspike. And when the last of them rose off the deck with his head in his hand, I'd convinced them that evil eye or no evil eye, the property and the trust of my owners were better in my hands than in the river Danube. They had, mind ye, taken the box on the deck ready to fling in, and as it was marked Galatz via Varna, I thought I'd let it lie till we discharged in the port and get rid of it altogether. We didn't do much clearing that day, and had to remain the next at anchor. But in the morning, braw and early, an hour before sun-up, a man came aboard with an order, written to him from England to receive a box marked for one Count Dracula. Sure enough, the matter was one ready to his hand. He had his papers all right, and glad I was to be rid of the damn thing, for I was beginning myself to feel uneasy about it. If the devil did have any luggage aboard the ship, I'm thinking it was none other than that same. What was the name of the man who took it? Asked Dr. Van Helsing with restrained eagerness. I'll be telling you quick, he answered, and stepping down to his cabin produced a receipt signed Emmanuel Hildesheim. Bergenstrasse 16 was the address. We found out that this was all the captain knew, so with thanks we came away. We found Hildesheim in his office, a Hebrew of rather the Adelphi Theatre type, with a nose like a sheep and a fez. His arguments were pointed with specie, we doing the punctuation, and with a little bargaining he told us what he knew. This turned out to be simple but important. He had received a letter from Mr. Deville of London telling him to receive, if possible, before sunrise, so as to avoid customs, a box which would arrive at Galatz in the Tsarina Katerina. This he was to give in charge to a certain Petrov Skinsky, who dealt with the Slovaks who traded down the river to the port. He had been paid for his work by an English banknote which had been duly cashed for gold at the Danube International Bank. When Skinsky had come to him, he had taken him to the ship and handed over the box, so as to save porterage. That was all he knew. We then sought for Skinsky, but were unable to find him. One of his neighbours, who didn't seem to bear him any affection, said that he'd gone away 2 days before, no one knew whither. This was corroborated by his landlord, who had received by messenger the key of the house, together with the rent due, in English money. This had been between 10 and 11 o'clock last night. We were at a standstill again.